This is Idaho Matters. For close to three decades, the Boise Blues Society has been bringing blues music to the Treasure Valley, and the main goal, inspire and educate youth through the power of music. And every year they have a gala fundraiser, but like so many events right now, things had to be canceled, but there are still ways to help out. Joining us remotely today are John Rummel, a board member with the Boise Blues Society, another board member, Jay Longwell, and Boise State University music professor, Derek Ganong. Welcome, everyone.
Hey there. Welcome.
All right. We've got about 5 minutes, guys, so let's talk about this quick. For folks who don't know, what is the Boise Blues Society?
Well, we're an organization that has been around now for about 30 years. This is Jay, by the way. And our charter really is to promote the art form. And then through the activities that we do, we have educational programs. So not in addition to the blues shows that we put on, we have a program called Blues in the Schools, where we go into elementary and junior high schools with a band, and we play and talk about blues music. And then what this particular gala that we're talking about is for a new endowment that we created for the Boise State Music Department that we launched right about the first of the year. And so this was our first gala in order to fundraise for that endowment, which is pretty large. It's both a current use fund, so that money that goes into that can be used right away for scholarships, and then a long-term endowment, which will get built up over the years, and then that will live on in perpetuity.
One other thing, we do a lot of our events, of course, over at the Riverside Hotel and the Sapphire Room and the Sandbar. The Riverside Hotel, though, is very much part of this fundraising effort. They're co-sponsors of what would have been the gala, and now the silent auction that we're going to have, and they are co-sponsors of the endowment itself. So they are one of our friends in this endeavor.
And Derek, what does this mean to have an endowment like that for Boise State University students in particular? I mean, scholarship money.
Sure. There was one endowment that we had that we're all aware of called the Gene Harris Endowment. And that was started a while back. And having an endowment is extremely important because it allows us to access funds in perpetuity. And what that means is that we can have access to that money every year instead of having to go and do a single ask each year at a time. And so, we're delighted over at Boise State University to partner up with the Riverside Hotel and the Blues Society. And it's been really amazing because they've started with a scholarship fund that we can use right now, that we have been using right now, which will help us to recruit students and be competitive and help them offset the cost of college. But they've also committed to building up this longer term endowment, which is an extremely valuable thing because most donors are interested in giving money at a one-time use rather than having it build up over time. So we couldn't be more thrilled.
So as you mentioned, I mean, unfortunately, the gala was set for this coming Saturday, had to be canceled, but you're still having the online auction. So talk to us about how that will work and when it opens and, so how people can help out with this cause.
So the auction will actually start on the day that we were supposed to have the gala, on March 28th, and will run through April 7th. So about 10 days. We have over 30 items. Everything from condo rentals on the Oregon coast and in Sun Valley, to gift cards from local restaurants, to musical instruments, guitars. I think we even have an accordion in there.
Yeah, we have a live show, I think.
Two
live shows. A couple of our stalwart bands in the Treasure Valley are going to basically sell their wares and their abilities to the highest bidder for a house show.
So then how can people, if they want to bid, where do they sign up?
So you go to the site that we have set up, which is boisebluessociety.afrogs.org. And AFROGS is just short for Auction Frogs.
Auction Frogs.
Partner in this.
I need to wrap all of you up, but we wanted Derek to play a little live saxophone music for us as we are saying goodbye. We've been talking with John Rummel and Derek Ganong and Jay Longwell about the Boise Blues Society. We'll put a link on our website, guys, for people to participate in the online auction. I want to thank all of you for joining us today. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Huge thank you to our engineering department right now, especially Kelsey Black, with everything they've been doing to keep us on the air. Jay, I'm going to let you take it away and play us out. Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. We'll see you back here tomorrow. ¶¶